Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Harris. And now, play ball. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Owen reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dykes catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Schluter and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball four. Bill Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0 for 1 in the game. Schluter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 2 in the game. Quell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Quell reaches second base with a double. Schluter moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schluter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Bill Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman scores. Desautels moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schluter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Quell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Quell reaches second base with a double. Steinbacher moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.